All power and glory go to God. All greatness is from God. When a hero stumbles, well, the cowards rejoice. Nothing feels better to a coward than to watch a brave guy fall.
Magician got a story that's behind his tricks, and every GM got a story that's behind his picks. And when you listen, pay attention to the details. You can hear the ocean when you listen to the seashells. A newborn taught me wisdom that college couldn't, and college taught me how to talk more because I wouldn't. Words are sharper, they can reshape your disposition. Give out love and don't worry about your acquisitions. Too worried about the conference that you clinching, but your team is too much for you to carry in your own division. Palms is itching, about to run into some money next. Lord made me slow it down, cause I was surely missing steps. Euro stepping to my goals. Man, New Ginobili, can't nobody hold me. I need change like a gentrified neighborhood, but money ain't the only thing that can keep me straight for good. Bread alone is only good for the physical. Better make sure your soul's attached to your backbone. Verses for your vertebrae, chapters for your shoulder blades, books for my mental state, and letters on my dinner plate. You consume by what you consume, and the fumes from social media can mess up your cool. Clickbait on the internet can ruin your food. But depression ain't hashtag mood. I wanna see the moon when I stare up at the constellations to connect the dots. Vision very clear, make moves, connect the plots, and return all the earnings to my family. Prayers for my health and for my sanity.
Yeah. Yo, we back again. KRSM 98.9. We got the morning show here. We got Sid Linus in the building.
Yo, what
we
up?
We got
what
Mike
up?
Dreams in the building. We got DJ Airman Heat in the building.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about adverse reactions to the vaccine. These brothers got brilliant stories, great stories, a lot of information. That everybody should hear about. Say, Alonis, what you got to say, bro?
Man, I'm just really appreciative that these brothers came on, you know what I'm saying, our show, and, you know, to share their stories. And a lot of times we always hear one side of everything, you know, based on the media. And so what we want to do is we want to lend our platform so everybody can know both sides of stories, you know, not just what you see on CNN or MSNBC or whatever, but so you can see, you know what I'm saying, different sides. Because, you know, in America, especially right now for the times we having vaccine mandates, and we know that, you know, 71% of black people still haven't gotten the vaccine. So, you know, it makes a lot of black people feel like, oh, the walls are closing in on us. Let's just rush out and go get it. But that may not be the greatest option. We still... You know, it's our bodies, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and like I say, we're not saying whether to get it or not. We just letting everybody tell a story, you know what I'm saying? So
Right. So first thing I wanted to ask both of y'all. Okay, so let's start with Airman real quick. So what made you get the vaccine?
I mean, you know, I got underlying conditions. I'm diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. So, you know, I got a letter in the mail from my doctor, like, you know, basically breaking down that any medicine I might be on, it won't have an adverse effect with the shot. And, you know, and that they suggested I take it. I still didn't take that recommendation. Then, you know, I'm a county insurance. So they got the county insurance people. They got a team that's calling all the people with insurances saying, hey, did you get your shot? We'll schedule your shot right now. If find you one in the area, you know what I mean? So then that was factor number two. I got them coming at me, and then my family, my dad's side really was coming down on me like, yo, you know, like, you should really get it. You got MS. This ain't nothing to play with. You know, my homeboys out in California. And so he, you know, Oakland got hit with it hard last year. He lived out there. So out there, it's not even a question whether to get it to them. They like, they rush to it out there, you know what I mean? Because they so spooked about it because they're watching more numbers increase and bodies drop. And you know, just like New York, kind of. So just that fear, the with the TV, social media, and then my health, and it just had me feeling weird out in public. You know what I mean? I got a CVS right in my basement, like on the first floor. I just went straight and got the first shot. Jumped straight to it.
All right, Mike Dream. So what made you get the shot? Because when you posted on Facebook, you made it seem like it was kind of like maybe on the whim type of thing, or was you thinking about it, or was it kind of like a, yo, you saw it there, so you was like, yo, let's get it.
It definitely was like a on the whim type of situation. I was at the hospital already for something else, and the nurse kind of just slipped it in there, like, hey, do you want to get the vaccine? And I was just like, yeah, kind of like a lapse of judgment at that moment. Like I had been thinking about, you know, seeing different things about how we eventually all have to get it for certain things like travel, and it's going to become mandatory eventually. And you know, I work in the human services field and stuff like that, and some of it's required anyways. So I just was like, okay, cool. I didn't think too much of it. You know, it was on the whim, but I didn't go in on purpose to get it. But she kind of just brought it up, and I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll just take it. It took like 30 seconds, and it was over with. I didn't think nothing of it, really.
So, okay, so let me ask both of y'all a question. All right, so do y'all think that, like, you had both sides of the story before you got the vaccine? Because I know, Mike, I know you see me post. I know you see me post on Facebook. Airman really don't even be on Facebook like talking about. You dabble. You go in there every now and then, and then you'll just jump back out, and you won't be there for what, 15 days or something.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
but do y'all think that y'all was getting both sides of the stories? You know what I mean? Like the cons, the pros and the cons.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I did a lot of, like, not a lot of research, but I went to, like, you know, Food and Health or the FDA site, and like looked at the ingredients, and then I looked at backstories and things like that.
Right.
And you know, my homeboy, he's one of them intelligent types, so he did a lot of research before he took it. And he just was like, the pros versus the cons to him, how he explained it to me was, there's more pros than cons because of how severe COVID is and it's mutating, you know, and things like that. And so the way he broke it down to me, you know, he's an educated black man, and he's into all kind of things. You know what I mean? He's educated. Right. He just was like, bro, right now it's smarter. And we have a group chat with one of our friends, and one of our friends just stopped talking for a week. And my homeboy hit me up like, bro, he got COVID. Watch. I was like, no way. He finally started talking. I was like, hey, I've had COVID, y'all. It took a turn for the worse. I didn't get vaccinated. Right. I wish I would have, you know, and all that stuff. You know what I mean? So you got that stuff, and then my family was getting hit with it, almost dying from it around me, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I felt like it was getting closer and closer to me before I decided to really bunk down and do the research and see, do I want to take the chance or not? And I was just like, you know, with traveling as a DJ too, you know, and it increasing, you know, it was like, man, I might just have to do this, you know what I mean?
So you pretty much felt like the walls are closing in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I felt that wall closing in feeling. And it was, and it's like, even just, and with that MS, if I'm like, man, if I really get hit with this COVID, it might put me down. Like, I might, not to say I won't recover, but I know people who have died from COVID, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it is, I know it's not nothing to play with. It is serious. Right. So yeah, it makes you think.
Hey, you know? Mike, so do you think that you was getting both sides of the stories on this?
Yeah, I believe I had both viewpoints. Coming into it, like, I generally honestly don't believe the past. I reconciled it just because it is what it is. Never really had no reactions to it. I guess my thing is the opposite. I haven't got COVID. I don't even know anybody close to me who got COVID. So it's not like a reality completely to me like that. So right. it was never like a thing. Like I felt like a sense of urgency or nothing like that about it. This was more of the whatever the word is, where you got to, you know, the system part of it, like where you got to have something, a requirement to operate in society, you know.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Right.
But yeah, I was well aware of like all the stories of this thing is not foolproof, you know, and anything that's not foolproof, you know, or not 100% accurate, you know, and you got people having different reactions or even worse reactions maybe than what the COVID effects would have been. That's something that's right. kind of eye opening. Like, okay, maybe that's not right. something that's the solution for this, you know. But
right, yeah, because it's a. Well, let me say something.
Okay.
So, like, it's so crazy because, like, I was talking. I was talking crazy. You know me. I post crazy. I've been posting crazy on COVID, masks, all type of junk. You know what I mean? Not really posting crazy, but it's like so I feel like the media is showing the world one side of the story. You know what I mean? And you can't really, it's hard to get the other side. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just try to make sure that I post like, yo, oh, this person died from the vaccine. Oh, this mother lost her baby. Oh, this this person, did, you know what I mean? This person died.
And I feel like that information you're spreading, I feel like it's not shown on TV, but on our, since I'm not watching TV that much or I'm on social media, I still get two sides of the story on my phone from like news alerts from CNN. So like my phone be telling me the bad stories. You know what I mean?
Right,
but
right,
like you said, that's not, most people are watching TV, but I will say the internet is trying to express both sides. If you
right,
know,
yeah, like, no doubt.
Yeah, like mobile networks and things like that. But TV, no, like I wouldn't say TV's promoting both sides.
The wildest part about some of those stories that come like about, you know, the negative connotations of the vaccine is that people continue like to be super dismissive. As like these are like one-off situations, but it's like too many one-off situations just to be like,
man,
you know,
too many.
You know? Yeah,
they call. Oh, but what I wanted to tell y'all, because I ain't even like announce it. I mean, if you sometimes inside the comments, I say something, but I I had got COVID, and it's so crazy because I thought that I had a cold. You know what I mean? So I'm just like. You know what I mean? You know, my nose stuffy, you know what I mean? Just regular stuff. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, this is a regular cold. And I'm still posting on Facebook. Ah, why y'all got y'all mask on? Y'all look like clowns. Ah, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And I'm currently, I got a cold. You feel what I'm saying? So then it was like a Sunday where I was cooking for my mom. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm seasoning the food and stuff. You know, I'm seasoning the food. I'm like, you know, just making all the food and all that stuff. And I taste the chicken and I'm like, dang. I'm like, I need more seasoning on this joint. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, dang. I'm like, I ain't put no seasoning on this joint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then I go to bed and like, it hit me like, yo, like you can't taste or smell, you know what I mean? That's one of the things that happened to you, you know what I mean? So I'm sitting here, I go and I get something to eat, and I'm like, well, absolutely can't taste this, you know what I mean? Then I'm like sniffing, and I'm like, maybe it's my nose stuffed up, and I couldn't smell nothing, you know what I mean? And I couldn't smell for like 2 or 3 days, you know what I mean? I couldn't taste nothing for 2 or 3 days, you know what I mean? So I'm like, ah, yeah, this is definitely, you know what I mean? This is definitely COVID, you know what I mean? But the thing about it, it was like, the only thing it was to me was that it was like a 2 week cold. That's all it was to me. You know what I mean? It was nothing that would make me like say, oh man, yo, let me go out and get that joint. You know what I mean? It wasn't nothing like that. It was just like, oh, okay. Like I'm still posting. I'm still posting. Like, I ain't got, like, ain't nothing wrong with me on Facebook. You know what I mean? That's how light it was, you know what I mean, for me. You know what I mean? But I said, what you about to say, Cedric?
Well, what we about to do, we about to go into this break, and then when we come out of there, I got a few questions to ask. So,
all right, KRSM 98.9. All right, KRSM 98.9. We here talking about adverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine. We got Sid Linus in the house. We got Airman Heat, DJ Airman Heat, telling his story about the vaccine. We got Mike Dreams here telling his story about the vaccine. All right, go ahead, Sid. What you saying?
Okay, so I got questions for both of y'all. So with the vaccine still being considered an experimental vaccine at this point, which means that it hasn't been fully approved by the FDA, did anybody who administered the shot to you guys, did they read off like a list of possible side effects that could happen if you took this shot?
Absolutely not. I think I got a piece of paper after the fact of like what could happen. But yeah, I ain't getting no disclaimers or nothing like that.
Wow.
Yeah. You fill out this paper that says, have you ever had blood clots before? Like, are you on like a stimulant of some type? You know what I mean? I think it like asks you if you're like on cocaine. Like, I think my sheet like asked that question. You know what I'm saying? And then it asks you your race and like, yeah, like a bunch of blood clot questions I had to answer though. They want to make sure you've never had blood clots before you take it. Mm. That's one thing I think I didn't notice though. So whatever they're associating with people with blood clots and the shot, they understand that much about the shot. Like, they're not giving it to people who've had blood clots before. Mm. Right. So, you know, what does that mean? You know what I mean?
They know like something about something.
Yeah, they know something about something because, yeah, there's definitely a screening that I had to go through at CVS. You know, I don't know if that's like the everywhere, but they gave a screening process and you got to sign your name. And also on that paper, I think you sign away like rights saying like if something happens to you because of the shot, you know what I'm saying? You're taking this on your own, you know, with cognizance. Kind of
that's law anyway. You can't sue the government or any of pharmaceutical companies for a vaccine if you have adverse reaction to a vaccine. So do we want to get into just
No, hold on. Okay. Let me ask this question and then y'all can get into like the situation on like what happened when you got the vaccine and all this stuff. So what vaccine did you take, Mike? You took Johnson & Johnson, right?
The Johnson & Johnson, yeah.
And then Airman, you took Pfizer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you took Pfizer. Okay, you want to go ahead and tell your story about your adverse reaction? Like the day, when it happened, the day and all that stuff?
For me?
Yeah, for you. Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, when you take the shot, they make you sit there for like 10 minutes to make sure you don't have a reaction right away. So you got to sit there and make sure ain't nothing about to happen to you. Now, I kind of felt something right away, so I just sat there. I kind of felt dizzy. But, you know, I didn't know if it was anxiety or not. I was like, all right. But I just felt like my heart racing right away. You know what I mean? And then couple days, first day, that first night, I just felt like I had anxiety, like super bad anxiety. And it was like hard to go to sleep. It felt like my heart was just beating like fast. Like, you know what I mean? And the second day, it felt like my heart was beating so bad, I didn't go to sleep. You know, I stayed up 24 hours. I just stayed up all night long in the bed. Like with my heartbeat is what it felt like. Just felt like my heart was beating fast. And then the third, I finally went to sleep like after like literally 30 hours of being up. And then I woke up still feeling that heartbeat feeling. And I called the clinic. And I was like, hey, I took the shot. My heartbeat's feeling weird. I want to see if I have COVID. Because I heard if you had COVID when you got the shot, it could affect you differently.
Right.
And they were like, oh, well, because you're talking about your heart, you got to go to the ER. You can't see it. You can't go into the clinic. But we don't think it's anything to do with the shot. They made sure to say that. They're like, we don't think it's nothing to do with the shot, but you need to go to the ER within a couple hours. Like, you should go there now type stuff. Right, so I'm like, damn, all right. You know, so I went straight to the ER. and told them what was going on. They got me in there right away, and they ran like 4 hours, 2 hours worth of testing on me. I was there for like 4 hours, you know what I mean?
Right.
They attached all this stuff to my heart. They drew my blood. They checked for blood clots. They checked for irregularity, you know, and I told them I have MS. And I was like, yeah, I got MS, and I think it might be hitting me different. They're like, yeah, you're the second person this week that's came in saying they have MS and that they're having some odd reactions, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I was like, and my under my armpit was like feeling swollen, like super swollen. They're like, yeah, that's your thyroid fighting infection, you know what I mean? So like under right. my arm, under my armpit just felt sore as heck, you know what I mean? Mm. And but they sent me home and said I was good. They just said don't consume any caffeine at all for like some days. They were like, don't use caffeine at all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and they gave me some aspirin and sent me home, but they were like, we suggest you talk to your primary doctor before you take the second shot. But they're like, with your condition, you might be, you know, you might have enough of the vaccine in you to cover you, you know what I mean? That's kind right, of right. That's basically what they said to me. They're like, you might be good, and you know, one shot better than no shot is what they said. But you know, right. everyone that talked to me was vaccinated, you know what I mean? And they were
right.
And she, I talked to them. I was like, so what you guys think about the shot? And they were like, people do come in with side effects to the ER. But she was like, she said she personally seen the horror of COVID in like, cause working in the ER, she's seen the horrors of it. So she's like, I would choose vaccine over COVID because of what she's seen. You know what right. I mean? And I know a few nurses, you know what I'm saying? And they've, when this stuff was happening before the vaccine came out, the way they'll say people will walk in throwing up one day, they'll take them in, the next day they'll be dead. COVID, you know what I mean? Right. Like, so they've seen the bodies, you know what I mean, drop right. from COVID. So the hospital, they have no problem trying to take the vaccine. For the most part, what I've seen, like nurses and stuff, they're like, man, give it to us. We're around it every day. We're so scared of this.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's doomsday to them.
Right. Yeah, but, man. Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. So you're not taking the second one, or you might take the second one, or you don't know. You still up in the air about it.
I mean, I don't think my mind will allow me to take the second one. Like I associate my anxiety, you know, like my anxiety so high with the fact that I took the first shot, you know what I'm saying, and wondering how it's gonna affect me long term. You know, because there's things I know how I felt before the shot, and I know how I feel now. And I just feel like I'm just now coming over the shot, and I'm still feeling symptoms from it. And it's been 4 weeks. You know what I mean? That feeling under my armpit still there lingering. Right. You know, my body's still shaking off fatigue. The way that I feel like I breathe and my heart rate accelerates a little faster than it used to.
Right.
That's how I feel. You know, I went to the doctor a bunch of times, and they've said I'm good, but I know how I felt before the shot, and I'm like, I can't see myself taking another one.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah. Mike. So, Mike. So, what happened? Tell us your story about what happened to you.
So, I ended up getting the vaccine like early morning, like on a Wednesday, and for that whole day, I didn't really have any reaction or anything like that. The reactions didn't start happening until the day after when I woke up, started getting this the swollenness in my like jaw and eyes, and it was like gradual. And so I kind of wasn't thinking too much of it. I thought it was just, you know, a little bit of an effect, but it kept getting worse and worse over the couple of days. So I finally went back into the ER. And by the time I went back to the ER, it was almost like both of my eyes was swollen shut. And like my lymph nodes were like swollen. And it was like, so like, they really couldn't explain to me what exactly was going on. But I told them I had just got the vaccination. And they said there is chances people have adverse reactions, but they don't really know exactly what those reactions would be, but they just try to treat it as good as possible. Gave me antibiotics and things like that, and eventually balanced out. But they couldn't explain why that reaction happened. I don't really have any pre-existing conditions other than like low blood sugar and things like that. So I don't really know how all that kind of mixes together. But it was like a delayed reaction. So about a day. So it was like the swollenness and then like body fatigue, body aches type thing, you know, lower energy than what I usually have.
Wow, so that's both of y'all said that.
Yeah, lower energy,
Right.
And the craziest part about it too is like what they was talking about it being like adverse reaction. The doctors, he was like, he still was like, I'm glad you got the vaccine though. Like they that was really important for them to say like, I'm glad you got the vaccine.
Right. While yeah. I'm yeah.
Suffering and suffering Damn. From reactions and stuff.
Right.
So like I said, it's not a foolproof thing, you know. And so
yeah.
And you don't know what the long term is to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so yeah. Yeah. So did you have just one or you have just one shot or did you get oh you got
Johnson's one. Okay, which is kind of why I was okay with it because I was like, cool, this one because I heard people doing like two. I don't want to do two. I barely wanted to do the one, so I was like, okay, just be one shot, cool. We'll just get it over with and be straight, you know.
Right. So y'all got those cards?
Yeah.
Both you got a CDC card, Airman?
Yeah, right here.
I said, do you have that CDC card?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. You got any questions to say? You want to ask some song?
Yeah. So, Mike Dream. So, how long did it take? Did it take for you to come out of it? How long was the you was having a reaction and you was kind of off from the shot?
It was about 3 days. It was so it was it kind of started the day after I got it, and then like it went from about Friday to about Monday, and then I got the medicine and things like that, and then started bouncing out after that, you know. So it took about 3 days to kind of balance out and the swelling to go down and everything get back to normal. And I'm pretty much back to normal now, just a little bit of swelling in my lymph nodes and stuff like that. But right. Everything else is pretty much balancing out. But yeah, about 3 days straight for sure.
Okay, let me go ahead. What's that?
Well, now that you guys have taken the vaccine, or at least one of the shots, how do you guys feel when you see like the media or just see people in society trying to really push people to go ahead and get this vaccine?
I mean, like, I ain't gonna lie, I have a little duality with it because, like I said, I see the severity of what COVID's doing to the society, but it's like, it's kind of like you come to an acceptance that we're test subjects, unfortunately. You know what I mean? Like if they are trying to help us, I'm not trying to act like there's a demise like amongst the elite or anything like that. We just act like there's people trying to help us and stop this from spreading. We're the test subjects because of how rapid COVID's spreading. So it's like they can't come up. I don't think it's possible to come up with something this fast and not have it be tested on us, you know what I'm saying, as humans, you know what I mean? Right. Like, so I just think that they're, in a nice way, they're like, you guys, we're a large test science experiment right now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it's for the better, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. It's like, give people the free will to be the science experiment. Like, I knew when I got the shot, I'm taking that chance. I'm going into a new realm. This is a new shot, and you know, if I do have a good effect, I get to give my good review and be like, yeah, people get it. And if it's bad, I get to give my, you know, opinion on it. But I also think right. The shot works. Like, I had a friend whose mom died after the second shot, went to the hospital, you know what I mean, and was like experiencing heart issues, and a day later they died, you know what I mean? And so, and I know according to their family members, they were doing just fine before.
Right.
They got them that second shot, and they had the pressure of their job, you know, saying it's required to work. You know what I mean? They didn't want to get the shot. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, I've seen that side, and then I've seen my family member get hauled off in the ER because they got COVID because they're having a heart attack and liver failure. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's just like,
yeah.
I feel like the information, like you said, the availability for information and what they promote, I think that would make the game more fair. Like, give us both sides and let us decide, but don't force us, because you know this, it might kill one of us. It could make one of us get an extra, you know, grow bumps or swell up. Like, y'all tell us that and still let us make our decision, because a lot of medicine has adverse effects. It just might not be, you might not be the one that had that effect on you. You know what I mean? But at least we see the fine print. least there's some small print saying you could get diarrhea, rash, whatever. Like, tell us that. You know what I mean? I think that's what I say.
But do you think the general public, when they go and get the vaccine, do you think they feel like they're part of an experiment? Or do you think like they're going to get this vaccine trusting?
No, that's what I'm saying. They're not expressing how much of an experimental phase we're in. I believe they're just like, take the shot. Hoping to save us. That's the propaganda behind the shot. Like, if you take the shot, you want to save other people's lives. You're for the country. You know what I mean? Yeah. Instead of saying, hey, we're testing this shot on you. It may have adverse effects, but we're trying to get it together. But we're in a beginning stage, y'all. So if you want to be part of this beginning stage to help us get this, you know, medicine right, you know, join us. And we'll pay you. You know what I mean? Like, how they do with other medicines beginning stages.
Let me ask y'all this. So, because you just spoke about payment. Like, do you think that, like just watching stuff, do you think that it's kind of creepy the way they're going about it? You know how, like, you'd be like, you get entered to win $1 million. Oh, you win, you get a year free college. You get a free Uber ride.
I'll tell you a quick story.
You get free chicken wings. You get free donuts.
You know what I mean?
It definitely makes it seem like odd, but you got to realize like how scientists go about experimenting, tests, and trying out new things. Like, I remember when they was calling me up to experiment weed before they legalized it medically in Minnesota. There were scientists that were like, hey, we'll pay you per hour to come get high. You know what I'm saying? Right. So we can see the effects of it on you. You know what I mean? So like, technically, when they want to try
out cool.
drugs,
you cool with, you just cool with all that joint. He's like, yeah, bring it on.
Signed up for that.
Sign me up twice. I don't care what you're with.
You know what's crazy though is that I told them I was on other medications for my MS and they denied me. They were like, oh no, we want people who aren't on any medicine to be our test subject. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. So, but what I'm saying is there's a process of testing humans and you have to pay them. You know, you remember used to see those little ads on the light post saying, you know, call this number, we're paying people to take this medicine for 4 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's cheaper to give us $100 and some free chicken instead of $4,000 per person to test out the shot, which is you know, we should be getting paid a lot more to be experimenting on. It should be very, you know, free choice. This is the cheap way, I feel like, to get us going.
Let's take a break right quick. We can get Mike Dream's take on that same question when we get back, and then we'll just, you know what I mean, keep going.
All right, KRSM 98.9.
Baby, got my attention, yes you do, baby. If you wanna keep it, don't act crazy. No time for nothing shady, nothing shady, yeah. I can see by the way you walk that you really ain't here to talk. You a dime to the second degree. You ain't nothing but a PYD, yeah. Please tell me you ain't got a man, but if you do, I don't give a damn. So why don't we get up and leave, and then you can come with me.
Show me a love. You sneaking a peek at me. Do you really like what you see? There's more where that came from. If you go with me, pretty baby, let me hold your hand. I just really wanna be your man. If you wanna, we can give it a chance. I just want you to love me. Show me
show me.
Yo, Karis, we back again. Karis, 98.9. Got Sid Linus in the building. We got Airman Heat in the building. We got Mike Dreams in the building. They talking about what happened to him when they took the vaccine. Mike Dreams had the Johnson & Johnson. Airman Heat had the Pfizer vaccine. So Mike, what you think about? What you think about, like, you know, the free wings, you get free college, you know what I mean? You get a free Uber ride, you get a free, hey man,
$1 million sweepstakes.
Like, $1 million sweepstakes, you get a car, you know what I mean? And
right now it's $100. $100 till the end of the month. Yeah.
Hey, this one I knew. What I always knew was something like kind of going on, but when Bill Gates said, hey, we gonna give it to Black people first. I said, oh no. I said, we ain't had nothing first in America. Like nothing, absolutely nothing. I'm like, I already ain't messing with the junk. You know what I mean? That really sealed it right there.
I didn't know you said that.
Yeah, man. Bro, look at my Facebook, man. I put all this junk up there. The Facebook be trying to take it down though. By the time you get up there, they done blocked everything. Yeah. Hey Mike, so how you feel about, you know, like the offerings and stuff like that?
I think anything with an incentive attached to it is a red flag already, because you know they have to, it's kind of like coercing people to get it, you know, because if it was something that was like, you know, nothing behind the scenes with it, it wouldn't need any coercion, you know, for people to get it.
So, absolutely. You know,
this is like kind of getting people to kind of latch on because it's like incentives to do it. And then also I think just how they present it, like how Airman was talking about, how they don't give the whole, like, you know, the whole truth of this being an experiment, because, you know, it's more so, I don't think the people that take it look at it like they're being, you know, being test subjects. They look at it more like, almost like from the ideal of patriotism or whatever,
yeah.
Or, you know, like, I'm doing my part for the country. I'm doing my part type of thing, you know, because you get this this rhetoric of like people, like, you know, calling people anti-vaxxers, and like it's like a pick a side type of situation type of thing. And I know when I made my announcement, I tried to say like, I'm not that. I just think that if you're gonna decide to take it or not, you know, you do your own research. Everybody's body is different. I think people look at the vaccine as like a one-size-fits-all thing, and it's not, because everybody's body is different. Everybody's reaction is going to be different. Everybody's pre-existing conditions are different. You got to take that all into consideration. And I think a lot of people are more surface follower type people. They're just like, okay, they say get it, I'm going to get it. The media say get it, I'm going to get it, so I can be part of the in crowd over here. So I don't look like I'm just on the outs, you know, the odd man out that don't got the vaccine, and now I'm being looked at as like, you know, the leper, you know.
Yeah, socially accepted.
It's like if you don't get the vaccine, you a anti-vaxxer, you a Trump supporter. You know what I mean? You all type of stuff. You know what I mean? Hey, but what you wrote on Facebook, like, I ain't see it till 2 days later. But when I saw it, I said, yo, this write-up that you did was amazing, because you ain't take no shots at nobody. It was an honest write-up. You know what I mean? It was like, yo, I ain't anti-vax, nothing like that, but this is my experience. You feel what I'm saying? And that jump was amazing. I read it. I'm like, oh, That's a damn good write up, yo. Like, for real, you know what I mean? Cause you know, I would have came at it a whole another type of way. You know what I mean? Nah, but when I saw it, I said, yo, that's amazing, man.
But okay, I got a question. So a lot of legislation now, when it comes to New York, when it comes to California, even a lot of stuff coming from the actual White House. Is vaccine mandates. Now you're starting to see, you know, in New York, you can't go to an indoor gym, you can't do any indoor dining, you can't go to any events. You even see in our city, we got First Avenue putting it out that you can't go to any shows unless you're vaccinated or you got a COVID test, you know what I'm saying, within 72 hours. And we know that over the country, 71% of black people are not vaccinated. Even in New York, only 33% of black people are vaccinated. Do you think these new vaccine mandates are racist or have a racist component because they already know that black and brown people have vaccine hesitancy?
Damn, you stumped them jokers.
I think you could say that. I mean, that could err on the side of conspiracy, but I wouldn't put it past them. You know, that's the kind of been the thing in general for a lot of different things in our society. So yeah, I think that's a valid point. Really could be part of it for sure. And the idea of like making it mandatory in certain situations is quite intrusive to human rights in general. Just putting it in perspective, I've heard other stuff. You know, people go to the other extreme side, like, you know, it's like Mark of the Beast type situations or something like that. Right. But it kind of reminds me of that type of ideal. Like, you can't do certain regular things that you would do like on a regular day basis without this vaccine now. So it's like, you know, you get it. Right. Or now you're gonna be an outcast of society and being able to intermingle with, you know, regular society and stuff like that. So that's something to think about in terms of human rights in general. But it definitely aims at, you know, black and brown people for sure, because they understand the dynamics behind our hesitancy of taking vaccines and any type of government issued situations, you know.
Airman,
what you think, Airman? Or did you hear?
I mean, I always think stuff, you know, has a racial tie to it to an extent, but this is like a global catastrophe right now. You know what I mean? So like, it's kind of like, I wouldn't say necessarily that it's all about like some black propaganda thing. I think it's like it's a class. It's like, cause I notice a lot of people with money, you know what I'm saying? They're the ones more prone to taking the shot than other people, because they're more afraid of losing their life when they have, you know, money worth living for in their eyes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, crazy, I feel like it's a class thing.
Let me interrupt you real quick. You know what's crazy? Because I looked at the stats. I think it was like yesterday, and it was like the people who are denying, who aren't getting the vaccine, are people with PhDs. They said they are the one who's are not taking, you know what I mean, who have PhDs and stuff like that. Those people are the ones not taking the vaccine. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah, educated.
Yeah, yeah, the educated. You know what I mean? They had that on, I forgot what, I think Sam Carlisle put that up the other day. It was like I think it was WebMD or something like that. You know what I mean? It was breaking down the vaccine hesitancy. You know what I mean? And it's the people who, it was like black people, Pacific Islanders, Latinos and stuff like that. And then it was people with PhDs and stuff, you know what I mean? That didn't want the vaccine. Cause my thing is, I feel like whenever you try to shut somebody out of society, you feel what I'm saying? Whenever you try to shut somebody out of society and you don't understand, you don't understand what those people, you know, was going through. You know what I mean? So we've always been thinking about the government. We've been always thinking, yo, these people out to get us. The government don't care about us. The government hate black people. The government is trying to put us in jail, or the government is trying to put stuff in our water, or the government, you know what I mean? All of this stuff. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's why. And to me, to not understand that, and then be like, oh, you can't go in the grocery store and go shopping without having a vaccine. It's like you doing something, because you know that we have the right to not want to take this. Black people have the right out of anybody to not want to take this junk, because we're the government is untrustworthy to us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Right. I agree. And that's something that they don't. I'm not gonna say they didn't take into consideration. I think they took it into consideration, but I think they're so focused on getting everybody vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? Which leads us to the question about, like, I put like this. I heard Charles Barkley say, "Yo, you're free to not take the shot, but then also your employer is free to fire you." You know what I'm saying? So everybody has freedom, but shouldn't this freedom be protected? Or well, you know, what you put into your body or whether or not you put something in your body, shouldn't that freedom be protected? Shouldn't your medical history be protected from your employers, you know what I'm saying? Or just people in regular society?
Mm-hmm. It's the pressure, you know, that the CDC is putting on these companies. And basically, they're like, if you don't comply, we're shutting you down. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's the fear of losing the little bit of business that you have left, you know, when you're in recovery mode because of how bad COVID and the way that we live society now has affected it. You know what I mean? It's like, I think that's the biggest worry for businesses, not so much segregation, but more or less they got the government on their neck saying, follow these rules or we're shutting it down. And you're like, oh, no. And you do whatever it takes to keep your business open. And if they're saying, hey, if you have this requirement in place, we'll allow your business to be open. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that's what I see happen. It's like because, you know, like I said, I majored in business. And like for me, once I got like unlocked in that level, you start really seeing like that's what runs our whole country. We're a corporate country. You know what I mean? So like, we're going through business phases, business transitions, you know, power struggles and struggles for wealth and things like that because of the game that they're playing up high, you know what I mean? Which is the business world, you know? So we're kind of casualties of the big players sometimes, unfortunately, you know what I mean? Because they're not going to stop playing the game for us. That's the game they're playing. And it's big paper, you know? We're just dollar signs at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So once you understand that it's bigger business, I think that's how you get to, you know, base your strategies and how you want to maneuver. But reality is it's us versus the business, you know, at the end of the day.
Right. Well, I see. Oh, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think, you know, just the mass hysteria and the actual fear of the unknown and people, you know, even the higher ups not understanding how to control this, that trumps any type of like human rights or opinion about whatever, however we feel about what's right or what's wrong in terms of the vaccine and things like that. That's like, that's trumping all of that. So it's like an overthrow, like, because I think there is an actual fear, even with some of the higher ups and things like that, where they can't control this, whether it was created, whatever it was, that they really can't control it. So they like, yo, I don't care what y'all think. Y'all gonna get this right here, because this is the only solution we got right now. And if you ain't complying, you eliminate it, basically. So I think there's a real fear there that's driving it, you know.
100%.
So okay, so y'all believe the government have they care on some levels about the people.
Yeah.
I mean, because if we just were saying, if we're their stock, if we're just saying we're the stock, we're the lamb, whatever, we're the farm, you don't want your crops all to perish. You know what I'm saying? And so if we fuel the economy, you know, you can't have us all die. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to care. You're going to go, if your pigs are sick, you're going to try to make them not sick. It's expensive to replace them all. You know what I mean? Like, if your corn is going bad, you know, or the acres it's on, whatever the case may be, if your crops are being ruined on any level, as a farmer, you're going to try to recover it. You know what I mean? Right. So I feel like because of that in place, that's why we would not. But, you know, there's the theory of we're going through climate change and that the emission rate is high, you know, things like that. So limiting our travel and our activity right now is helping the earth. And there's always that side, like maybe this is all happening because they want to slow us down and get us, you know, bunkered down so we can let the earth heal. But we can't tell them, you know, because there's a lot of articles slowly coming out saying like we have done damage to the earth and it's happening very, you know, faster than we predicted. You know what I mean?
Right.
We pretty much got to stop driving and using plantations that are, you know, emitting these toxins in the air for a long period of time to stop, you know, the effects that are currently going on. So like that to me is something to think about too. Like, are they trying to get us to slow down moving but so much?
Right.
Think about how much we were moving around before all this happened. Like we was traffic, you know what I'm saying? Driving, population.
Do you think the elite will stop moving around to help save the world?
I mean, they already I don't think they're gonna stop moving around, but I think that I think people we haven't had to do as much. The elite get to relax while everyone's going crazy. They got enough money to sit back and play golf, sit at the Bahamas, and just not work as hard and still kind of make as much because, you know, resources are in a high need. Like toilet paper probably was banking every time they said we're shutting down, toilet paper sold out. You know, like there's different companies that are getting richer and richer because of all this fear. You know what I mean? And right. they're I think they're sitting back comfortable. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. It's definitely a lot. I mean, I disagree with probably 99% of what you just said, but I understand what you're saying though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what I tell people all the time is like once you know the players, if you watch the players, see, because it's a side right here and it's a side right here. Then in the middle, you got the truth. You got the truth mm-hmm. of like what's going on. You know what I mean? And once you know the players in the game, once you know like Bill Gates, once you know like Dr. Fauci, when you know certain things that they said in the past, certain things they do, certain patents they had since 2013, they had since 2012, you know, funding of certain things that they had. Once you learn all of that stuff, you know, it's this whole thing is a game. Then you mm-hmm. realize what media, then you realize what the media is saying. New York Times wrote about climate change today. Oh, the Washington Post wrote about climate change today. Oh, this person wrote about that today. Oh, Facebook got something up about climate change today. You know what I mean? You realize why everybody is echoing the same thing over and over and over again. It's a game. Mm-hmm. It's a game. But you got to know, once you know the players in the game, then you start to look at stuff like a little different. You just like, huh, like, yo, what's really going on? You know what I mean? But you got to know the players, though. You got to know the players. And the people that the media shows you that you should take advice from, that you should love, is a trick. You know what I mean? And the people they make the people that you should really be listening to look like, he a racist. He a white supremacist.
Demonize him.
Them people don't demonize him. You feel what I'm saying? So they making certain people look like angels and certain people look like devils. But it's kind of like if Pinocchio was in control of the media. You know what I mean? It's like, Pinocchio showing us that we should all take this. Or Pinocchio is showing us that we should all wear a mask. Oh, not only one mask, you should have two of them on. Oh, maybe not two, only three. Or maybe we should have the kids. And kids are virtually untouched by the virus. You feel what I'm saying? It does more harm, like the vaccine does more harm to kids than anything else because they're virtually untouched by this. Kara Sim, 98.9.
Hello, listeners. This is Seth Linus from the Let's Argue with Prince Carlton Morning Show. I just want to thank you for listening and supporting our podcast. If you want to support more, you can head over to anchor.fm/letsarguenow/support. And you can give us a monthly contribution of 99 cent, $4.99, or $9.99. Your support will go towards more consistent content and informative interviews in the future. Thank you.
Yo, we back again. Kara Sim 98.9. We got Seth Linus in the building, Airman Heat, and we got Mike Dreams in the building. I was just talking about just the players, the players in the game. And I feel like we all need to do. I feel like once we see something like a pro about something, we need to go and find what other people say against it. You feel what I'm saying? If it ain't no time, this time right now in the period that we in right now is the time where you should seek out the opposite of what you're saying. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, okay, if everybody's saying this is good, it's like, okay, let me find out what these other people are saying about it. And then you make your, you know what I mean? Then you make your judgment on it because it's so crazy because the truth nowadays is so hard to find. Like YouTube, if somebody said, oh, I had an adverse reaction about the vaccine, don't take the vaccine. You posted the junk on YouTube today, it'll be taken down tomorrow down. Night.
We've had, even my Instagram, my main Instagram page, I can't even like or like add or like follow people or make my own post or write any captions or anything because I posted a video that told people that getting a vaccine is their own personal choice and their own personal opinion. It don't need to be shared with the rest of the world. You know what I'm saying? And automatically they disabled my Instagram. So it's like, it's crazy, man. But there's a couple things that's been going on or just been talked about in the news this past week that's kind of making me, you know what I'm saying, really like pay attention and see that people are talking, the politicians are talking out both sides of their mouth. And so one thing that happened this week is that Barack Obama had a birthday party. He had a whole bunch of people at his birthday party and nobody was wearing masks and they was living it up. You know what I'm saying? So
not social distancing or anything like that.
So it's almost like what are we, you know what I'm saying? So if you a politician and you come now, you telling people to mask up and vax up and do all this and do all that.
Stay away.
Still social distance. Yeah, and then you throw a party and your party jam packed and everybody up in there having a great time. Hold on, Ray. Everybody up in there having a great time. You know what I'm saying? That it leads me to believe that, yo, maybe you're trying to make me more scared of this than you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But maybe you know something I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And then also what makes me think, and then I want y'all opinion on this. Another thing that makes me wonder is that of what's going on down at the border. So that they're letting a bunch of, migrants come through the border without ever being checked for COVID. Is that my phone? Lord have mercy. Okay, I'm good. But they're letting a lot of people come through the southern border without ever being checked for COVID. They don't have to be vaccine mandated. You know what I'm saying, like that. And they're coming through the border and they're getting spread to different cities without ever being checked. So it's like if we are so concerned about this Delta variant and these vaccine mandates, you can't tell me that it's the wise decision to just let thousands and thousands and thousands of people in at the border. You know what I'm saying? So what do you guys just think about that? Do y'all look at that as the government talking out of both sides of their mouth, or do you think they still holding true to what their stance?
I think government, you know, is divided. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so like when you're talking about where the border is at, I think that's a state decision, you know, letting them in and not getting them vaccinated and that they might, you know, receive some slack from the Washington, D.C. government or the head of government, you know, but every state still makes their own decisions on how they do whatever they do and how they do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, you got some states like Texas that feel like they're their own country, you know, that they're their own entity and they do things how they do things. You know what I mean? So, like, the border, if we're talking about the border is in California and it's in Texas and like, you know, those southern states, you know, near that area, you know, the cartel and a lot of that stuff runs, you know, the government's involved, the cartel and the government are in cahoots with each other, whether we want to admit it or not. So mm-hmm. we're talking about the Mexican border, you know, it's those, them players we don't even get to hear about too much, you know, and then we do hear about the El Chapos or the big guys, but someone's always running that show, you know, and immigrants are a big part of drug smuggling and things like that. So the country's still smuggling drugs. We're still getting drugs here.
Let me ask you something. So if I was the same person who told you, you should mask up, everybody should mask up, everybody should get the vaccine to keep everybody safe. And then I let migrants come through the border without being checked.
But the people telling us not to mask up are in Washington. And then the immigrants are coming in Texas. So they're not monitoring. They can try to monitor as much as they can, but reality is people in Washington aren't rushing down to Texas as soon as they see immigrants come across there. That's Texas.
Yeah, okay, and they're not on the same page with each other.
So what's going on is the opposite of what you're saying. Okay, so what's going on right now is Trump had the wall and the borders there, and he was building the border to get everybody, you know, to block people from coming in. He had it pretty much secure. When Joe Biden became president, Joe Biden opened it up. A lot of people start coming in, and Texas have been saying, yo, Joe Biden, you need to get control of this border, because you can't have all of these immigrants and migrants coming into Texas, and none of these people have been checked and none of that stuff. So Joe Biden is the one that's getting, because you could go look at it right now. So the Abbott is the governor of Texas. He wants to shut their border. He wants to shut their border. Even Florida's governor is sending police officers and stuff down there to help Texas control the border and let no immigrants come in. And Joe Biden is telling them they can't do that. He's letting all of these immigrants come in. And not only are they doing that, what they're doing is they're picking these immigrants up at the border and they're flying them to different parts of the United States. So they're flying them to Florida. They're flying them to West Texas. They're flying them to all these different places across the border without ever being checked for the virus. That's what's going on. So it's like when somebody say, yo, they care about, you know what I mean, your well-being, but then they have these migrants coming in and they're not checking them. It's two different things. You know what I mean? Because like if you look it up, you will see that the governor of Texas, they mad at Joe Biden. They like furious at Joe Biden because he got all these immigrants coming in, and they didn't have that problem when Trump was in there. You know what I mean? They didn't have that problem when Trump was in the White House.
Gotcha.
So yeah, man. So that's what's going on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I mean? That's what's going on right now. You know what I mean?
What is he doing that for? Is it to increase the labor department? Because, you know, we're at an all-time high of unemployment. You know, people don't want to work. They want to collect a check. So,
trust me, there is a reason why he's doing it, but let's just save that for another episode, because it's just
right.
Yeah, but let me see. Hey, Quincy, we in here, brother. But so Quincy, he was what was it? Marjorie Greene Taylor. He went viral. He went viral the other day. He went viral a few days ago. I think it was like last week. He went viral for his post, his video on Twitter. Everybody was sharing it. And
what was it about?
Yeah, it was basically about like his own privacy. You know what I mean? About the vaccine and about how white people always acting like they need to help black people. You know what I mean? And he was saying he don't need their help, but it was funny as I don't know what, you know what I mean? And a lot of people was, you know what I mean? A lot of people was sharing it, like everybody was, man. And then he asked her to be on the show. But yeah, man, go ahead, say
it. One statement I got to make is just that, like, I think this is a great time for black people to actually like come together and like start our own institutions, especially schools for kids. You know what I'm saying? I think it'll be great if like we could have more elementary schools that's run by black people. You know what I'm saying? And funded by us. You know what I'm saying? More black businesses. You know what I'm saying? That we own and stuff like that. Because I don't like being in a position where like the government makes a decision and then it stops me from being able to move how I want to move. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I think black people need to take this time for us to come together and become more independent, so that when it's time to go to school, we don't have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, whether our daughters or sons got this vaccine and that vaccine. You know what I'm saying? I know where I'm sending them to. You know what I'm saying? I know yeah. What type of businesses are being run by my, because we have a different culture. One thing that's a part of our culture in this country is vaccine hesitancy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's just proof. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, since we know that and we know the government don't care, then we gotta treat each other better. You know what I'm saying? And build things so we can look out for each other in that way, man. But I think everybody can have like a last word or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We can go ahead, get out of here. We got about 6 more minutes.
No, go ahead and say y'all last words, man. Tell me what y'all think that everybody should know about the vaccine. If they going to get it or whatever, you know what I mean?
Like you said, just do your own research. Don't be hesitant to question things right now. Like right. It's a perfect time to do research and make some really, you have the free will to do research. That's right. What we do have, you know, to educate your mind is free. You know what I mean? With the internet, you have access. You just gotta, you know, don't just do things just cause someone tells you to, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I believe like make that personal list of pros, cons based on, you know, your pre-existing conditions, everything that pertains to you in correlation to getting that vaccine, and eliminate any type of social influence, any type of fear mongering stuff out of the equation, and just, you know, focus on the personal pros and cons. And then when it comes down to it, you either decide to get it or not to get it. And that should be your final decision based on how you broke down your personal pros and cons. Everything else right. should be eliminated from the equation.
Right. I just want to say everybody, you know, everybody do your research. You know what I mean? Do your research, before you you do anything really, you know what I mean? Especially get the vaccine. What you got said?
We just need to come together, build our own institutions, build our own elementary schools, you know what I'm saying? Teach our own, build our own businesses so we can look after each other. We won't have to worry about a lot of these mandates that's going on.
All right, brother, we appreciate y'all for coming on. Thank y'all for telling y'all.
Sure.
Story.
Thanks for having us.
Definitely. Thanks for having us.
All right. KRSM 98.9.
Recording live, going live. Yeah. 81. Aye, word of mouth, I've been flexing since young and I'm working now. For them zickin' that hate it, I see it now. I'ma head for the top like I left the south. Put my dogs in the pen, I'ma break them out. Royal Rumble, I can't just throw them out. If it's about getting money, you know I'm down. I'm the king of the town, let me break it down. I ain't lying with him, aye. Check out the flow, check out the scene, like and I'm him, aye. Check out the facts, you zickin' been fraud, you know that I'm him, aye. I seen them go around, they fill in the spot, but them boys just tips, aye. Ay, shawty, I'm him, ayy. Ay, shawty, love me. Underground, I'ma surface like I was a fossil now. When you see me on top, don't you make a sound. When they speak, I'm just letting that chopper sound. Kill a rapper, I'm taking the body down. Lil nigga, niggas always wanna gang bang. White man, probably wanna hang gang. I don't even hang with the same lanes. I'm in the hood like a 6th Street from JJ's. Let my chain swing, life flavor play. Check the time, things that we overcame. Made these niggas disappear like David Blaine. Who to say you never make it to the top? Cop a drop, heard you pop, fake selling rock. What you did, nigga, not a lot. In the 2-door, that's your mama bought, goddamn. Word of mouth, I've been flexing since young and I'm working now. For them zickin' that hate it, I see it now. I'ma head for the top like I left the south. Put my dogs in the pen, I'ma break them out. Royal Rumble, I can't just throw them out. If it's about getting money, you know I'm down. I'm the king of the town, let me break it down. I ain't like and I'm him, ayy. Check out the flow, check out the scene. Like and I'm him, ayy. Check out the facts, you zickin' been fraud. You know that I'm him, ayy. I seen them go around, they fill in the spot. But them boys just tips, ayy. Ayy, shorty, I'm him, ayy. Ayy, shorty, look. I'm really testing my patience. I'm riding a bucket, my shit still be bumping. I never had time for the fake shit. If you really want beef, we can hop on the mic, and I promise you, niggas won't make it. I done seen them at shows, and they riding away, so I knew that it had to be basic. How you stepping your shit look like Asics? Give me some rest in the bag, I go chase it. I made me a play, now I'm balling like Magic in 80s when he was in game 6. I was playing the center, these girls give attention. My girl, she ain't never gon' play. I'm just setting the tone. If you come to the office with all of these cases, I'm smoking an egg and then leaving no traces. Ayy, word of mouth, I've been flexing since young and I'm working now. For them niggas that hate it, I see it now. I'ma head for the top like I left the south. Put my dogs in the pen, I'ma break them out. Royal Rumble, I can't just throw them out. If it's about getting money, you know I'm down. I'm the king of the town, let me break it down. Ayy, and I'm him. Ayy, check out the flow, check out the scene. Ayy, and I'm him. Ayy, check out the facts. You niggas been fraud, you know that I'm him. Ayy, I seen them go around, they fill in the spot, but them boys just tips. Ayy, ayy, shorty, I'm him. Ayy, ayy, shorty, I'm him.